Don't pout. I can see your face. You've never been good at poker, sweetheart. And you've never been good at Mario Kart. But hey, at least you came in... fifth? This time? Oh, come on. You're the one who wanted to play. I warned you that I wasn't going to take it easy on you. Babe. Hey. Are you seriously ignoring me? Fine. Pout. Be a big baby. I'm gonna be the mature one. And I guess I'll make a kick-ass dinner just for me. What? I thought you were mad at me. All right. Just drop the pouting thing, eh? Come here. Just 'cause. What? I gotta have a reason to kiss you now? Eh. Maybe a bit. Time helps. Seeing you moving around helps. I'm still a bit jumpy. Can't really blame you, though. Did Lydia tell you that? I am not a mother hen. I am just a concerned boyfriend. No, that's it. Make your own dinner. Nope, offer is off the table. I'm not pouting. I'm taking a stand. Yeah, a stand against you being, I don't know, mean to me. Stop laughing. I'm never gonna get you to stop, am I? Gonna kill Lydia. Stop. Because I can read you. You're trying to charm me. Don't distract me. I don't dislike it. It's just the principle of the matter. Yeah. You teased me, and now I have to defend my honor. Yeah, laugh it up, fuzzball. Okay, are you done? And we're done. You got your one last joke in. Let's move on. So, you want me to make dinner, or are you feeling takeout? Pasta it is. Fettuccine Alfredo? 'Cause it's your favorite. It's what you order everywhere we go out. Now, I don't know if mine can live up to that, but all recipe says that this one is golden. But if I'm cooking, you have to be my assistant. Go get me the heavy cream and Parmesan from the fridge while I grab the pasta and pans. A watched pot never boils. But I hate waiting for it to boil. Okay, but I'm patient when it counts. It's pretty simple. Cream, garlic, butter, and cheese. Just gotta find the right amount. Curious, though. Why Alfredo? Oh, come on. There's gotta be a story behind it. I mean, you always order it, no matter what kind of pasta place you go. Why? Huh. You've never really mentioned your parents before. No, I'm glad. I mean, you don't have to tell me about them. I know that's a touchy subject for you, but hey, who am I to talk? But if you want to talk about them, I'm willing to listen. Offer still stands. When you're ready, of course, no rush. Okay, so, how much pasta should I cook? We'll have leftovers. Well, because I'm making extra sauce. We'll store them separately, and then when we reheat the sauce on the stove, it won't separate. I have been thinking about this a lot. Because it's September. And you always get a little bit sadder in September. Your eyes don't sparkle as much. Your laughs sound a little forced. It always goes away by the time October rolls around, but I still see it. So if this can make you smile, then I can do it. We may be resorting to takeout anyways if this goes wrong, but hey, gotta try at least once, right? You don't need to thank me. This is what we do, right? We look out for each other. I love you too. Now, go grate some cheese. Please go grate some cheese. Thank you, love. Hello, everyone. Thank you guys for helping me out. The pipe leak is one of those things, life just happens. But Lupin came in clutch and wrote this script for me to do as an exclusive, specifically so that I could raise money to help with the repairs needing to be done. I want to thank her so much for doing that, and I want to thank you guys for listening to this audio. It is going to be exclusive to my patrons and those who pay for it on my Ko-fi. So I want to thank you guys so very much for your time. It was wonderful being able to do this one really quick for you. I hope you have a wonderful day. And as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.